How is it that nobody is talking about sleeping paralysis or one of those experiences you absolutely have no control over, especially when you try to? Now, in one of the first episodes I recorded when I started the Colored Boys experience on the Lost podcast, I shared my sleeping paralysis stroke insomnia experience, and you know how I was able to pull through, and for the insomnia, how I was able to utilize it to become like a better version of myself. I have been led to talk about sleeping paralysis again, and that's why I'm recording this particular episode. So all you have to do is just stay puted and listen. You can also take down notes and, you know, make research to have more context about what sleeping paralysis is. Okay, so let's get started. Before I re-share my experience of sleeping paralysis, I would want to, you know, define it. I understand you are young persons listening to me, and let's just assume that you don't have something that can actually define sleeping paralysis to you. I don't want to say you don't have access to internet, which is, it can be very possible, but it'll be, to me, it's as if I'm undermining you, and I don't want to do that. All right, sleeping paralysis is a temporary inability to move or speak upon falling asleep or waking up. I take it again, it is a temporary sleeping condition where, you know, you cannot move or speak or do any other thing upon or waking up or falling asleep. Now, my journey of sleeping paralysis started in my secondary school days. I would say that was the worst time, you know, that I've actually experienced something like sleeping paralysis. And it was terrible. Trust me, I wanted to cry. I wanted to shout. I wanted to move. You know, you are, oh my God, it's not as if you are sleeping or you don't, it's bringing memories, but it's not as if you are sleeping. Let's say you have woken up, but you cannot stand, you cannot, you know, you cannot move your body, you cannot say help, you cannot, it's just as if you are there, something is just pinning you to the bed, you cannot do anything, you cannot, and it takes a while, then slowly you boot back into the reality of what's going on, and probably you can be experiencing a sleeping paralysis, and somebody walks in, your consciousness is awake, but your body is just there. And it can be very, very terrifying. Trust me. A lot of persons that are ashamed of sharing their experience, obviously, it's not going to be me. That is why this is the Colored Boys experience. I'm telling you how it happened to this dark-skinned boy you are listening to. This African boy, this is how it happened to him. And, you know, I've obviously wanted to understand what sleeping paralysis is, especially when it started, when I absolutely have or had little or no access to the internet to be able to browse and check, okay, to be assured that I am not the only person passing through it. It is not always, I want to use the word always, because it can be a sign of spiritual death. I'm a spiritual person, so I would not want to sound as if I do not understand these things. However, away from that, you have to understand that it happens. And since there is no specific explanation to it, because I don't know why you should not be able to move your body upon falling asleep and upon waking up. Like, you are awake, but you cannot move. You want to shout, you want to cry, but there's nothing going on. It's not like you're not trying. It's not like you're not trying harder. But, you know, you just cannot do this thing. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. You understand? So when you wake up, you find yourself very ashamed to talk about it, and you also do not want to really share, because you are like, okay, probably nobody's going to understand, or probably it's been good. This is me telling you that it happened to me like this. Mine was even, would I almost call it chronic, because there was this particular day I was experiencing it for like close to, let me see, 3 or 4 minutes. Yes, that was how long it is. I just kept struggling, and nothing was happening. I felt like, I think that was the longest episode I had, like close to 2 to 3 or 4 minutes thereabout, because Mumsy keeps to wake us around, she wakes us up around, let's see, let's go 5:40, 5:50. I was on the bed till, let me see, 5:56 or 5:57 thereabouts. And I recall her walking in. I recall her waking my brother up. I recall her, you know, the whole scenario that happened. It was stable. I wanted to stand. I wanted to go for devotions, but I could not. I cannot just stand up from my body. I did not know, stand up from my bed. I did not know exactly what is going on or what was going on. And it was really, really painful because she did not understand. She felt like I was being stubborn and I did not want to, you know, come for devotion. So she went to go and bring tea. You know, the African mothers always have a solution for whatever it is you're passing through. And then she flogged me. So it was, I think, from the flogging, at when she was flogging me, I was not my eyes was open, but I was not responding because I was not booting. I never boot. So me coming back to reality, to the wife, it was very painful. And that was when I knew that something's definitely wrong with me. I talked to her and she said, I need to go for deliverance as a spirit of death. And so I bought. I did believe her at that time, but I wanted to like have more definition or more explanation to what was going on with me. That was why, okay, I was like, let me just stay, let me understand what happened. So sometimes when I won't have a sleeping paralysis, when it's, I start getting the signs, because it's more like, especially the one you experience before, upon falling asleep, it's more like you are drifting away. It's more, that's how, I don't know, that's how it feels. It's more like you are drifting away and you're trying to like get hold of what's happening. Like, so what I do is I try to pinch myself. At some point it did work, but at some point it did not. So how did I go about it? First of all, I think I stopped sleeping facing up. Like, I stopped facing the ceiling when sleeping. Yeah, I noticed this helped a lot. So when I noticed that, so I generally did not have access to, you know, a hospital or to go to lay a complaint about it. Obviously they would tell you grammar. And I was in no mood for, you know, a grammar. So what I did was I tried to observe what it looks like before and after a sleeping paralysis session. So the first thing I did was very simple. I noticed that whenever I sleep facing up, I would definitely have a sleeping paralysis. So what I did was I stopped facing up. I faced my side or my other side, and it stopped. Yes, it did stop. The next thing I did was, then I noticed that sometimes, regardless of whether you sleep facing your side, sometimes you could just roll and your back facing up. Now, disclaimer, you have to understand, this is my own experience I'm sharing. It might not always happen, or it might not be seen in all cases. So what I did was I took it to God in prayer and it started to stop. It was no longer frequent. It was no longer, you know, how it used to be. You know, the fierceness that comes with it, it just ceased. And I was like, wow, so this thing can actually go. And thank God, because I was really, really sad during that period, because I wanted to understand what it is I was passing through, and it was not as if a solution was coming any forth. Now, another thing that helped me, or the third thing and the last thing that helped me, was listening to Apostle Selma's message on deliverance. Yeah, it did help me, because he too was able to share his own experiences, and a lot of things he shared in that particular message was the same pattern and the same things I experienced. And with prayers, with observing my sleep and changing the routine sleeping pattern, I was able to, you know, conquer sleeping paralysis at that particular point of my life. It sometimes happened once in a while, sometimes fierce. You know, people go as much as seeing figures sitting on their chest and so on and so forth. I think I only had that twice or 3 times, I'm not even sure, but I'll definitely go back to where I wrote it down. I always write my experiences, go back to where I wrote it down, read it, and then make a podcast for you. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Colored Voice Experience on the Lost Podcast. It's really a pleasure sending you a podcast, you that I'm talking to. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye for now.